why it will be significant is that the Prague Council will indeed strive to coordinate among those actors in order to actually make Czechia look coherent in its international standing, its foreign policy and security positioning. So indeed, this will be significant from the international point of view, and we will see really how successful or not, and how productive or not, and constructive from that point of view will the meeting today will be.
How do you see the chances of a continuity in Czech foreign policy? Because we've seen, you know, some disagreements, particularly between President Pavel and Mr. Matzinka, who's the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who's from the Motorist Party, concerning Ukraine mainly. Do you think this is something that could kind of start shaking the Czech foreign policy?
I think there are two points of view on this. First is the content continuity, meaning how actually in terms of the practical steps, the Czech foreign security policy will be practiced. And here, I don't think there needs to be really such sort of turbulences and on many things actually regarding Ukraine, even the parties might even to a large degree agree. But what is more significant is indeed the personal animosity between the actors. And here, of course, we know that the relations between the president, Petr Pavel, and the leader of the Chernin Talits, the MFA, Petr Matzinka, are highly turbulent and highly difficult at this current moment, mainly because the President Pavel vetoed and blocked the nomination of Filip Turek for the Ministry of Environment. So thus, the relations between the two gentlemen are immensely complicated, and that even if they are not too far in some respects when approaching the support to Ukraine, in some respects at least. Of course, the most recent escalation around the provision of the airplanes to Ukraine might go in a different direction. But when speaking, for example, about the visits of both of the gentlemen to Ukraine recently, their messaging was highly synergical, I would say, and they have a look at the developments in Ukraine and around Ukraine to a large degree from a similar point of view. But then, of course, there is a whole different dimension, and this is the second line that I would like to mention, and this is indeed the bigger discrepancy that I see, and this is between the Prague Council and other constitutionally relevant representatives for the country, and, for example, the current chairman of the Chamber of Deputies, Mr. Tomio Okamura, who indeed is completely otherwise positioning on key international files, such as support to Ukraine, or even somehow pressuring Russia to actually behave constructively in regards to the future peace agreement in Ukraine and other instances. So here I see that even on the content side, there is much more discrepancy and much more tensions in between different actors that will be represented during the meeting today.
Be that as it may, it looks that Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, leader of the ANO party, makes it clear that he is the one who wants to have the final say about foreign policy. Do you see that as a kind of aspect that could help, perhaps, to form a unified foreign policy between the Prague Council on the one side and Andrej Babiš's office on the other?
I think this will be really interesting because when I'm taking a step back, normally, especially the Prime Minister and the President, they would not be too far from each other, actually, when having a look at the international arena and what's happening around us. But unfortunately, what I have seen over the past couple of weeks is that the voice of the Prime Minister has been rather marginal in the debate about the foreign and security policy. It has been largely outsourced to the smaller coalition partners, including the far-right radical party SPD, represented here by Tomio Okamura that we just spoke about, but also, of course, the motorists movement represented by Mr. Matzinka. So here, I think it is significant that we will see to which degree and to which extent the Prime Minister will be willing to step in and coordinate in between very different voices. The Prime Minister has on the party line just came out of his party congress during the weekend, and there, once again, there were signs that he might be actually taking the more radical position in some respects, especially the domestic politics, and thus he might be much more siding with the other coalition partners against the will of the Prague Castle. And in that respect, there might be more conflictual relationship than I would have assumed still, maybe still just a couple of weeks ago.